Reid took over as Director General of the HSC last week. In his first appearance before the Health Committee today, he set out his priorities.
Certainly from the National Service Plan budget for the start of 2018, it was 14.5 million, I think. The outturn was just over 15.2, and this year we've 16 billion. So we do have to assess how we can deal with the upward pressures that's on us, which are very real, deal with the demographic issues that are pressing on this health service, probably like not too many, and move to the new model. So it's a very challenging environment of assessing every cent, every euro we have, where we currently put it. But my early assessment is if we continuously put it into the current system of congested acutes and building the outpatients, you know, we'll continuously make slow progress. I really want us collectively to move to the new transition and the new model.
That's the new Director General of the HSC, Paul Reid. And our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, is here now. Fergal, tell us more about Paul Reid. Who is he?
Well, this was his first public outing, as it were, for the new Director General. And he began his job on the 14th of May. So that's just a week ago. He's told managers already that the HSC can no longer spend money that it doesn't have. And he comes from an area, he was chief executive of Fingal County Council. He lives in Finglas still. And he was formerly chief operating officer of the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. So he set out his priorities today that they are keeping the HSC finances within budget. You heard that point he made there about every euro and every cent being assessed. Better governance, patient safety and care, building trust and confidence, and supporting those health reforms under Sláinte Care. And he Independent Senator John Dolan said the cynical view would be that Paul Reid is the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform's person in health, and that health is plenty of money. Now, I don't think he accepted that. He said he spent 3 years at that department, but he has a mandate to work within budget, and that's what he's going to do. He said he was a committed public servant who's worked since the age of 16, actually.
Okay, so Senator Dolan, in saying that about the cynical view, what he's suggesting is that Paul Reid is there to watch the pennies.
Well, he certainly will do that. And he says, I mean, his mandate is from the government that he has to stay within budget, so that, you know, public servants have to stay within budget. So that shouldn't come as a shock. I mean, we know in recent years, the HSC has gone over budget. Last year by about maybe 600, 700 million euro bailout was required. So he certainly doesn't want to be in that position coming up to the end of this year.
Are there high expectations of Paul Reid?
There will be very high expectations of him. It's now a post that carries a salary of 350,000 euro a year. He was the government's chief negotiator with trade unions during the successor for the Croke Park deal in 2013. So he's a person of wide experience. He's regarded, from what I hear, as a tough. So he will be a tough negotiator. And he will be a new broom, certainly a change. But he'll be judged on the performance of things like waiting lists.
Did he mention waiting lists today?
Yes, waiting lists were raised there. Stephen Donnelly, Fianna Fáil's health spokesperson, said, you know, at the moment you've got 550,000 people on outpatient waiting lists. That's recent figures show. And he was making the point that the number of people waiting long term has been rising, particularly for if you're in Galway, Limerick, Waterford and Tallaght. So the Minister of Health said, well, there's 3.3 million outpatient appointments each year in hospitals, but 500,000 people who are offered appointments don't turn up for a variety of reasons. But he also wants to see changes so that the number of people returning for appointments to hospitals could go down by using community services, part of those Sláinte Care reforms. But this is his first outing. Let's see how things pan out after about three or four outings before that health committee. It's a tough place to be.
All right, Fergal Bowers there, our health correspondent.